It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
Not quite. Not this particular night, because it's Andrew McLaren for Dennis Walter. He's back next week, by the way, just taking a bit of a break. Talking with Jeff Gwillem, who never takes a break, whose nose is to the grindstone or to the steering wheel 24/7, 365. How are you, Jeff?
That's great, Andrew. I'll get a pay rise if you keep going. So good work.
The incredibly hardworking Jeff Gwillem joins me now. Takes time off from his sweaty brow to talk to us about women in the automotive industry, Jeff.
Well, there's a big challenge here, Andrew. Women make up about 51% of the population in Australia. And yet in the automotive industry, they are represented poorly. 22% of people in the automotive industry are women. Only 3.5% are in trades. It's been like that for a long time, but we know, during wartime, during times when we need everybody in different workplaces, that women can do the same work as men. And irrespective of what people say, my view is it is an industry that is open to change and open to diversity. We know diversity is a great thing in the workplace, but we've got a big job to do to attract young women to the industry, so that they attract more young women into the industry, so we start to get more diversity in automotive.
Are you talking about actually in the factory, or they really haven't got any factory, car factories as such, building factories, or are you talking about in the corporate end of the world?
Well, you're right. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have any major manufacturing plants anymore. I'm talking right from panel beaters, mechanics, dealerships, after sales, across the whole, all of those occupations in automotive. Women make up a very, very small proportion. There's two ends, really. The representation of women at the corporate level is very small, and representation of women in the trade level is very small. So,
yes.
We do it. There's no point just having a whole lot of women in admin. We need women in leadership positions, and we need women in trade positions pushing their way up through the industry.
I wonder what the demand is. I don't know how you'd do a survey or something like that to find out, but I wonder how many girls feel frustrated they can't get into the automotive industry, and if it is an area they'd love to be in. I don't know. Has anyone ever tried to find out?
There's been multiple studies on this, but I'll start with the biggest problem. The biggest problem is there's 30,000 jobs unfilled in automotive nationally in Australia. 30,000 jobs, okay?
Yeah.
The second thing is that as women come up through school, interestingly, young men and women see automotive as a viable career option when they're younger. The older they get, that drifts. By the time they get to leave school, women have got a whole lot of perceptions about the industry, whether they're true or not, but they've got them, and that starts to become a lot less attractive to women. And I have to say this, and I represent over 5,000 automotive businesses in Victoria. But even now and again, I go past a workshop, not a VACC member workshop, of course, and I look into a workshop and I think we have to do better. We have to design and create workplaces that are attractive to men and women. We've got to make sure that we, where we can, we put more than one woman in the workplace so they've got peer support and team support. We're living with a lot of old history in automotive, and often it's seen as an old industry. It's not an exciting, cutting-edge industry. The industry's got to work harder, but I would like more women to give it a go as well. Rather than listen to other people about the automotive industry, go and do some work experience. You can use it as a vet program, or you can just get into an apprenticeship when you leave school.
Yes, it'd be interesting. Once upon a time, you never saw a lady on a road crew, but now you quite frequently see them. And it was at first, I got to say, to me, it was a bit shocking. Oh my God, that guy holding that stop sign is a girl, But now we've got so used to it, and of course, very deservedly so in those positions. So, is it time for the automotive industry to ramp up the numbers they have? If you have questions, by the way, not necessarily about women in the automotive workforce, but about the car industry generally, car safety, your local mechanic, whatever it may be, Jeff is here. We'd love to take your calls on 96900 693 or 13 13 32 is the number, 96900 693 or 13 13 32. General car questions, Jeff is always here for them. I recently have been shopping for a car, and I've got to say, the only women I saw in the car dealerships and I'm not knocking car dealerships necessarily, but they're the receptionists. That's what they are. They're the office girls. They don't really sell the cars. They're not at that end of the deal either, are they?
Well, it's astounding, Andrew. Women are the predominant factor in the choice of a vehicle in a household, okay?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you go out on your own and you're a bloke out there and you know you're going to come back and check with your partner anyway, so let's be true about
yes,
that.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about this today, and I said, you know, in dealerships, you would think there would be more room for women coming up, and there are some really good examples, but, you know, part of the feedback that women provide in surveys about women in the automotive industry is at time to time women have been patronised by men and they feel that they're being belittled, you know, as men sort of chat on about cars and all that sort of stuff. I think the more women that we have in the industry advising people about cars and about sales would be a fantastic opportunity for young women, but also to start changing perceptions. I think one of the challenges for us, Andrew, is we've got this wheel of history that says there aren't any, so we shouldn't have any. And I think we've got to work harder in seeing women in different roles across the whole industry so it looks the norm. And, of course, as we head into electric cars, there'll be less people dropping engines out and dropping gearboxes out of cars. They're different machines.
Yeah, that's true. The technology has changed so much and the way of handling it too. Chris is on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I think it's quite funny because I've sort of been around selling cars for the last 40 years, and if my daughter came home and said she wanted to be a car dealer, I would caution against it very, very, very strongly, because it's been getting cheaper every year for the last 40 years. They've got longer warranties, they're safer, they've got more technology, and the first thing someone says when they start talking, you know, I hate car salesmen, and they're too dear. So if my daughter came home and said, no, please don't go into that industry, because after the bombshell is dropped, the only thing that survived is cockroaches and car salesmen, because no one likes the car salesman. And I just think you're kidding yourself. The general public are so vicious now when you go to discuss anything about price. And cars are so cheap. It's really, I think you're kidding yourself, right? If you think someone's going to want to get into the car industry? No.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you for your say. Over to you, Jeff, for response.
Well, it was a bit muffled, but I think I got the idea of it. Now, it's interesting. If you go to university, when you finish a degree, normally you don't have a job. Every apprentice that finishes an apprenticeship in the automotive industry has got a job because they were already employed as an apprentice, and they have long-lasting employment through the industry over a long period of time. We know that from time to time the industry gets a bit of a hammering, and lots of industries do. But these are people that are trying to help people get into cars, to make sure that they've got good mobility. And, you know, it's a bit of a grudge purchase for a lot of people. We want to buy a car, but we don't want to pay for it, and we don't want to get it fixed either. But what Chris just said is 100% true. In real terms, compared to the average weekly earnings, cars have never been so cheap for the type of technology you're buying. You could never buy a car on weekly earnings that you could buy today. You can go and buy a $20,000, $30,000 car, some cars under $20,000. I mean, it's miraculous.
Yeah, and those cars have got air conditioning and automatic transmission, things that were total luxury items not that many decades ago. Yeah. We'd love your calls, 96900 693 131332, to speak to Jeff Gwillim from the VACC. He's the CEO. He knows his stuff. And Jono, we're coming to you after these.
Bond Street Dental offers complimentary private consultations for all on 4 implants, as well as veneers, crowns and cosmetic dentistry. Book your appointment now. Go to bondstreetdental.com.au. Proud supporter of Knights on 3AW.
AustralianFacemasks.com.au make face masks right here in Melbourne, Victoria, which you can wash and reuse over and over again. Buy local, support local. Save $12 and get free shipping when you order 4 or more. Get your face masks at AustralianFacemasks.com.au.
In the office, out the back, when cockroaches linger, give them the sack. Dial ExoPest, they'll do it right. No more mice on your work site. Up, down, north, south, east or west, get protection from the best. Put those rats down to rest. Pick up the phone, dial ExoPest. ExoPest will do it right. No worries, mate, you won the fight.
Trust ExoPest, 2015 Victorian Pest Manager of the Year. Safe, affordable, reliable. Phone 86969000.
Anson's Bay, New Year's Day. Tassie doesn't really do crowds, just an empty beach and crystal clear water. Mates Brody, Mick and Em bask in the rare southern summer sun. An outstretched arm holds an ice-cold Great Northern to the blue sky. Hashtag New Year, New Me, same beer. An Instagram post brought to life by Great Northern. The beer for up here.
G'day, mate. What are you up to?
Trying to write a bit of a holiday wish list, but I'm stumped.
You like somewhere a bit different, don't you?
Yeah, I love finding new places with great culture, incredible nature, stacks of wildlife and, yeah, you know, a total change of scene to kick back and relax.
And top weather too, eh?
You bet.
Mate, I got just the answer. It's the Territory.
When you want it all in the perfect winter getaway, the best way to do it is on an epic road trip. Visit northernterritory.com/drive and get ready to hit the road.
Oh, the Blind Factory!
Hello, I'm at home, as should you be. I just want to tell you I'm fine. I ran out of food a couple of days ago, but I've been living off fried lavatory paper.
Right now, we can't help being stuck at home.
Who's this?
But the Blind Factory are still working, cleanly, safely, and at the lowest prices in town. So when you're tired of looking at the same old window coverings and security doors, brighten up your day by calling...
1-3-Blinds, I say that.
The Blind Factory!
Start your retirement debt-free and without worry. Hi, I'm Scott Hayward. Most over 60s want to enjoy retirement without having to sell a family home. Well, HomeSafe Wealth Release have a solution to help you achieve that goal by accessing the equity in your home. Call HomeSafe today on 1300 307 059 or visit homesafe.com.au. Retired and debt-free, that's a great place to be. HomeSafe Wealth Release. Change nothing, change everything. Available in most postcodes in Melbourne. Terms and conditions apply.
Nights for Bond Street Dental. Complimentary consultations available now for all on 4 dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book at bondstreetdental.com.au.
4 to 10, 3AW, and we're talking with Jeff Gwillam from the VACC. Talking to Jono, he wants to have a word with you. Jeff, hello, Jono.
Oh, hello, mate. Look, sensational show, mate. I love your work. I love your work. You're
Thank
tremendous.
You.
Jeff, just a bit of a tricky question here, if you can answer it. I've got a couple of old Holdens, and one of my Holdens that I have is the same year as my daily car that I drive every day, and the insurance policy is about $600 difference, right? So one car is an Aussie car, which is nothing but the best. The other car is a Japanese, right? Now, before you ask me about power and engine, the car that's $600 cheaper is a 5.7-litre VYSS, and my daily car is a Subaru made in Japan, 3-litre boxer engine. And the Holden came out $600 cheaper in insurance. And I was baffled, and I asked the question to the sales associate, and she said it goes by statistics. So even though I have a rating 1 driving record, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, no claims for the last 20 years, I'm just dumbfounded how they can base insurance policies on statistics, meaning that there's been less smashes in a VYSS versus a Subaru Outback 3-litre boxer engine. Are you able to elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, I'll only give you my opinion, Jono, that insurance companies, of course, a lot of the work they do is algorithmic, so they just take a whole lot of data. It's possible that is the case, that they appear in more accidents and the cost of the repairs is higher. But it also could be the different, say, I'm not familiar with both the vehicles at a microscopic level, but they will also be assessing a whole lot of safety equipment that's in those two different vehicles. My general perspective on insurance, though, is if you can't get a good deal with insurance company A, go and find another one. Just make sure, as I always say this, you've got choice of repair in that policy. So if you do have a bingle, you've got more say in where that car goes to get repaired. But, Jono, that's algorithmic. There's a whole lot of stuff in insurance land that is baffling and confusing.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if they know the answer either.
We could be sitting here. I know. I have a friend who's was involved with insurance, and there's certain houses in certain suburbs or certain streets in certain suburbs that cost more to insure, even if they've got the roughly the same value and they have the same sort of anti-burglar devices and that. But it's because there are more burglaries have been occurred in that particular street than another street. They've got all these sort of, as you say, algorithms in when they calculate your payments, you know. What you have to pay, it can get a bit. It does get very complicated. Jeff, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Andrew. Just quickly, womeninautomotive.com.au. That's where to go to get women into the industry.
Terrific. Good to hear. And let's hope
thanks,
it changes over the next decade or so.